Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is TPXY. Whitney Young, a strong-willed 20-something who's both playful and neurotic.
I'm like a shot of espresso. It burns a little on the way down, but then you've got a nice buzz.
Corey James, an immature nice guy who's trying to grow up.
With how inept I am, it is shocking that I haven't accidentally killed myself by now.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
We always like to kick off Monday with your bad date stories with a little something that we like to call Team PXY Bad Dates.
We're very creative.
Yes. So we're always looking for your bad date stories. You can reach out to us on any of our social media accounts. And maybe we'll be able to get you on the air like Lindsay, who is on the phone right now.
Morning, Lindsay.
Hey.
So I was the first one to see Lindsay's message to us on Instagram over the weekend. And I just want to, first of all, applaud you for how you handled this incredibly awkward situation.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you definitely handled it differently than a lot of people I know. But let's walk through it. What went down?
Okay, so it was a Tinder date, so don't judge.
No. It shouldn't matter, you know, how you meet the one, just as long as you meet them.
Sure, totally.
Okay, good. Well, I just know that some people assume that just because you're on Tinder, you know, I'm looking for a hookup or whatever. But
No. I mean, I think we can both say, you know, from experience, we know couples that have gotten together on Tinder or another one of the dating apps. So, no, you're good. No judgment from us.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, I was matched with this guy a few weeks ago, and we actually were messaging back and forth quite a bit before we even made plans to meet up. So there was kind of a lot of chatting going on.
Okay, so I've never been on any of these apps. So is it like the norm to chat, you know, for quite some time before agreeing to meet up?
Well, at least for me, I like to get to know them a little bit. You know, I like to hear their voice and stuff. But this was definitely a lot more talking before we actually went on a date.
And of course, there's pros and cons either way. Like, if you spend too much time messaging back and forth before you meet them, it kind of make the like first date awkward because of the fact that you've already kind of covered all of that first date type conversation already. Like, I already know the answers to these questions. Would you like to read the transcript of our chat?
That could be kind of weird.
Yeah, well, it ended up not really mattering how much we talked before because pretty quickly into the date, I realized like he was confusing me with another girl he had been chatting with.
What?
So awkward.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So how did you come to this realization that, like, wait a second, I don't think this guy knows exactly the details of my life we discussed?
Yeah, it was like, well, first we're talking about work days and despite the fact we have conversation about our jobs and stuff, I mean, for the question he was asking, he definitely thought that I was a nurse.
And what do you do?
I'm in marketing. I'm not in hospital.
Okay, yeah, those nothing alike there.
Yeah, no, definitely not just a simple mistake there.
Yeah, right.
So did you correct him?
Oh, I did for the first time.
No.
But all the other times, he was definitely confusing me with someone. I mean, and I just, you know, I just kind of played along.
Oh,
I love the fact that you're just playing along. So, you know, what kinds of things did he confuse? You know, obviously, you just said your job. What else?
Sure. Well, he was asking me a lot of questions about the brother I don't have.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
And then he was asking me things about my mom and dad, who are dead.
Oh my God. Oh God, what?
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's been like 15 years. But,
Jesus.
But here's the weirdest one. I don't even know who this other girl he's talking about, but either he really loves giving high fives. I mean, they must have had some inside joke about high fiving because I'm not even exaggerating. He went in for at least 8 high fives over the course of our date.
Oh my God.
It's just bizarre.
Now, what made you decide to just kind of roll with it instead of like calling him out or, I don't know, leaving?
Yeah, right? Like, I feel like most people probably would get up and leave once they make the realization of like, no, you have no idea.
Honestly, well, he was paying for drinks and it was kind of entertaining.
Okay. All right. I guess it's fair enough. It's a very honest answer from you.
Well, I mean, here's the funny part. Aside from obviously being confused about me, you know, me being this other person, I mean, the date was pretty good. I mean, he was cute and he was funny.
Oh, wow. Okay. So is there a possible future here for the two of you?
Absolutely not. I mean, the high-fiving thing was like a total deal breaker.
Okay. Now, that's not a deal breaker you hear every day.
Yeah, guy who still high-fives.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I know when you're dating a lot, you know, particularly first dates, it can be very monotonous. Back when I was dating, I really found that, especially first dates, to kind of like, it's Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah.
You're living the same thing over and over
going
again.
Going through the motions.
So, I mean, at least this one was different.
Oh, I've definitely never had one like this before.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Of course. Oh, that is too funny. You know, I bet this happens more than maybe you'd think, though.
What? Completely confusing details about the life of the person you're on the date with?
Yes, absolutely. Like, when you're on one of these dating apps, you can be talking to multiple people at once, and it can get kind of confusing.
Corey.
What?
Are you speaking from experience?
Look,
here?
Well, I mean, not now, obviously.
Corey!
But I've been very open about my dating app addiction that I had back in the day. And look, I'm not proud of it,
Corey!
But I feel like I need to have a little confession here. I can see this happening because when I was at my worst, I found myself like sitting in my car about to go in on the date, like studying over our conversations to make sure this exact thing didn't happen to me because that's what I was worried about.
You monster!
No, no.
Oh my God!
Former monster.
Unbelievable!
Is it?
No.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.